Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. It is mentioned in the hadith, the summary of which is that the people who be closest unto our beloved Prophet Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there will be those people who have sent a large number durood unto him. صَلُّوا عَلَىٰ الْحَبِيبَ sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صَلَاةً وَسَلَامًا عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, it is through the grace of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, Allah Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal, that we are starting a new silsila, a new episode, which will make us socialize and stay together. And the title of this silsila, of this new episode which we are going to discuss, and to explain and to expurgate, it is called Adabul Mu'asharat, the etiquettes of socializing, the etiquettes of staying together, the manners of being together. A human being is sociable by nature. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make it that a human being is a being which by nature it must stay with other beings, a human being. So now, due to this, there are rules set aside in order for us to stay together. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal stipulated unto us rules and regulations, which we can call manners in some other language. We can say manners, and some we can call them rules, and some we can call them etiquettes. But one way or the other, there are some stipulated ways which was stipulated by Sharia in order for us human beings to stay nicely in this dunya. So we are going to be discussing all these things, you know, the father-children relationship, the husband and wife relationship, the boss and the employer and the employee relationship, and friendship and friendship relationship. All these type of relationship, they will fall under this beautiful discussion of ours, which we call Adabul Mu'asharat, the etiquettes of socializing, the etiquettes of staying with others, the etiquettes of benefiting others as well. Because if we want to see, these are the things which will bring us benefit in our worldly life as well as in the hereafter. Like how Maulana Rumi beautifully put it in a poem, that Son of Adam, you were sent in the dunya to make relationships, not to break them. O Son of Adam, you were sent in the dunya to make relationships, not as to break with them. Not only like that, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, He told us also in the Holy Quran that we need to fulfill the relationship. In this relationship, we are going to be asked concerning them by Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. And also not to forget that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam signify it and prove to us beautifully that each and every one of us is a shepherd, and each and every one of us on the day of judgment, we are going to be asked about those people who were under our custody, how we used to socialize with them. And in another hadith also, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a believer is somebody who is approachable. You see, because of his good manners, his mannerism will make him to be approachable. He is liked. He is a beloved. Because he's got skills and good manners, actually, which he has got to attract. He's like a magnet. People, they're attracted to him Why? And why? Because of his good manners. And solely to mention the like of the Sahaba, who were the luminaries. Why? And why? Because they were the people who understood the fikr, the mentality of Sharia. So they shine, and they are, you know, ashabi kan nujum. These companions, they become stars, luminary stars. Why? And why? Because they were very good in socializing, and only Islam was spread with socializing. And whilst we are still the viewers of Madani Channel, allow me to say it beautifully, that in this world, we are all about relationship, even Islam itself. If you want to define Islam in another words, we can say that it is relationship, because it is a relationship between us and Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal, the relationship between us and the prophets, and the awliya, and the general umuma. You see, so it's all about relationship, and how to maintain this relationship, that is where we are going to differ. Now, this is where the relationship is being coming to. Islam is a beautiful religion, whereby we need to maintain the relationship. We need to maintain the relationship with the Creator, the Khaliq. We need to maintain the relationship with the makhluq, the created beings. Must that also there's a relationship which you've got with animals. Yes, of course, viewers of Madani Channel, including animals as well, they have got certain rights over us, which they, if we don't fulfill the goodness of it, it is that the animals, they don't take us into task, but Allah, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, Allah Azza wa Jal, will take us into task. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So this is what we will say regarding the introduction of this broad silsila, whereby we are going to look at all these aspects, and we're going to introspect, of course, and try to see where we are getting wrong and where we are getting right. Alhamdulillah, if we are getting right, we thank Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. And if we are getting wrong, that is the time to rectify ourselves and to carry on, as it is the motto actually of our organization, Da'awati Islam, that we say that I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the entire universe, inshallah azza wa jal. So in order for us to do so, it is through so by admonition. If we are being advised, we need to take heed, we need to pay heed. If we are heedless, then we'll get it wrong. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, even the animals, they've got rights. How to socialize with them? How you socialize with even the animals, the pets? Hirra, the cat. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the cat itself. He said that this is something, which make tawaf around you. It makes, it perambulate in your vicinity. Something which perambulate in the vicinity. We need to socialize with it. We won't, treat it badly. We need to treat it nicely. And if we won't, then Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal is going to put us into books regarding this. So when you talk about the adab of mu'asharat, of, staying together, of maintaining the peace. Now, that's why the community in English is called community. The word com, unity, it is made of two words. The word com itself and unity, you see, which means that with unity. The word com, unity, that is a prefix. And the com, when it comes, one of its meaning, it means with, you see. So community, with unity. This is the adab of mu'asharat, the adab al-mu'ashara, the etiquette of staying together. So this is what we are discussing right now. We shall look at it in many, many angles in order for us to have a fruitful discussion, in order for us to benefit it from more. And from the Madani Mudhakara and Madani Mukalama, especially we find it out in the Madani Mukalama, that our Nigran will be emphasizing more, especially on these social etiquettes, how to socialize and how to stay together. So these are the things which we need to understand. Basically, we will say that Islam will make us to understand three things. Islam will make us to understand three things. The relationship between the Creator and yourself. Your relationship between yourself and your Creator. then your relationship between yourself and other fellow created things, fellow human beings, and all other creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. And lastly, the portion which is for yourself, yani this is how it is. So Islam, it is all about relationship. This is what we need to put into consideration, and this is the what we are going to talk about in this beautiful episode. And we've got many, many things to tackle. We shall look also the relationship between the father and the children, and the relationship between the children and the father also, the relationship between the mother and the children, and also vice versa, the children with the mother. And Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the right of the elder brother, that the right of the elder brother upon his young ones, it will be like the right of the father upon his children. That is how the children, they need to socialize. How the elder son, be it an elder daughter, how he or she will socialize with the rest of the children and the rest of the siblings. How are they going to relate and co-relate? Because if these things, they will not put in, there will be facade in the dunya. There will be corruption in the dunya. We are going to look also on that. Then more importantly, we are going to look also in the relationship between a husband and wife, and wife and husband also. It's how they must fulfill and play their role in order for them to socialize nicely. Nowadays we've got social media, people, they don't bear now all these things also. We shall also talk about how to socialize also in this public platform. What must you say and what must you not say? How to relate and how to correlate, how to coordinate and to cooperate in both senses, and to make it a fruitful discussion, be it wherever we are. So without wasting much of our time, allow me to say that in order for the relationship and the socializing part of it, both this relationship and socializing part of it, we will be targeting especially the socializing part of it. Why? Because if we socialize, that's when our relationship will grow. Many a time we suffer from communication breakdown. And you find that whenever we go for a madani qafila, we will do one of the madani kam of da'awati Islam, which is infrad koshish, individual effort. Therein we are told about how to approach people and how to be approached. How you approach people, your techniques, your uniqueness, your smile, your undersea, your style, how you correlate and you cooperate with the people. It is very, very important. This is what we are going to see. So in order for us to have got a very good approach and a very good socializing, there are do's and don'ts. From among us, the do's, islahul lisan, to purify our tongue. Yes, of course, we need to purify our tongue. How do we purify our tongue? We are going to explain how we are going to purify our tongue. Then also islahul qalb, to purify our heart. The tongue itself won't be purified if the heart is not purified. That is the root cause of everything. The heart itself, you know, it starts as a thought. What's your thought before it become a word? So you need to make sure that you are free from bad thoughts and from all these things which have ill feelings. Because if you've got bad thoughts, you'll also, you know, try to act according to your thoughts. So if you have got bad thoughts, you act negatively, where you were supposed to act positively. And sometimes you are supposed to act positively and you act negatively. Sometimes you need to act negatively, then you act positively, because you won't understand the situation. How we react, it is the outcome of how we think. So we need to make sure that, you know, we will be from among those people who will rectify our heart much often. Then we shall talk about how, good action and good character will probe up and sum up and sandwich us and will make us to be from among those people who socialize nicely, who present ourselves with other people in an amicable manner. So we shall talk about some good characteristics which we need to adopt and to adhere unto. Then, of course, we shall talk also about the bad part of not to coordinate and to cooperate, like how, you know, to make sure that we avoid bad deeds and bad manners, like being arrogant, being meany, being stingy, being all these things, this will destroy our relationship, because we are in such a society whereby if you want to look, we'll see that the relationship which we are having is not healthy. It's not a healthy community anymore, because the more we close the windows, the more we suffocate. We are such a people that nowadays we are not socializing nicely. So by us not socializing nicely, the world itself has not become a better place. You know, children, they don't have where to confine and where to learn good manners. Why? Because each and everything nowadays, we've got street language, which will be filthy, so as to say. Now, we've got all these things in mind, which we need to make sure that whenever we talk about this, we look about it, we look it in a broad aspect, in broad angle, whereby we try to make sure that we are from amongst the people who coordinate and cooperate and stay together. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal mentioned in the Holy Quran about Ibadur Rahman, the selected servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal, the Ibadur Rahman. They are the people who, when they move in this dunya, they move so hauna. They move with serenity. Yani, so as to start. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when they socialize, they are the people who use good ways, especially when the ignorance from among the people, they happen to tackle, they happen to be in their ways, they do so amicably by them responding, where they will respond in a such an amicable manner, which will not cause chaos. And so, viewers of Madani Channel, this is what we are discussing, and this is what we are going to discuss in our next episode. We'll be now focusing now on one of the organ, which when we purify it, believe you me, 80% of our problems in as far as socializing is concerned, in as far as the social etiquette is concerned, it will be solved. Allah, فَهُوَ lisan, behold and be told, it is the tongue. Luqman alayhi salam, in one of the advice which he gave to his son, he told him beautifully that, يَا بُنَيَّ, O my dear son, إِذَا كُنْتَ مَعَ النَّاسِ, if you are with people, if you are to socialize with people, فَحْفَظْ لِسَانَكَ, try to guard your tongue, try to protect your tongue. So in this adab al-mu'ashara, the etiquette of socializing, the first thing which we are going to tackle, it is the tongue, because it is an organ whereby if we purify it, if this organ is very, very righteous, we will find that we will stay nicely, harmon, and you know, the world will be a better place. And it is also from among us the people of Jannah, their characteristics, that they will be only saying, قَالُوا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. They will be saying salam, salam. They will be saying salam. Righteous. Good ways. And the people of Jannah, they won't be hearing in Jannah, لَغْوَوْ وَلَا كِذَّابًا. Bad words. And liars. There will be no liars. There will be no bad words. Their relationship will be very, very fruitful. So this, in this dunya, our relationship, they are not fruitful. They are not well. Why? Because of these things whereby we are lying, we are cheating. So we are going to single out the tongue and try to see the do's and the don'ts of the tongue, so that if we are able to make our tongue conducive, we will create a very conducive environment as well. Like how it is said in the mathal of Arab, that a person, al-mar'u, a person, he will stay in the community. He is welcomed in the community because of his two chunks of flesh, of his heart and his tongue. If his heart and his tongue is good, he is welcomed. If his tongue and his heart is not good, he is not welcomed. Meaning, so he cannot be, you know, he is not a sociable human being. You know, he will be causing chaos wherever the community, it will spill him out. And also, al-mar'u, a person, makhbu', he is hidden under his tongue. The tongue, it is where he is, that is his hiding spot. So if he does so speak excessively, his tongue will expose his faults. So he's hiding under his tongue. We are going to mention about it first, so that we will try to know of how to utilize and how to preserve our tongue and how to look and to adhere unto our tongue. It is very, very amazing indeed. Ajiba. It is very, very amazing indeed. Tilka al-udla as-saghira. That this small chunk piece of flesh, we are talking about socializing and we are starting with it. We talk about fasting, we start with it. We talk about ibadah, we start with it. We talk about backbiting, we start with it. We talk about dhikr, we start with it. When there is good, we start with it. When there is bad, we start with it. What is the reason? What is the hukm? The hukm is this. When, and the hikmah. What is the hikmah behind this? The hikmah is that whenever the tongue is good, everything in this dunya is good. And when the tongue is spoiled, it will spoil the whole dunya. It will spoil the environment. It will spoil the sea. It will spoil the air. So we are going to start with it. Because that's where the root, you know, whenever we want to solve the problem, we need to start from the trouble causer, from the grassroots level. So the grassroots level of all this thing of divorce, of fights, of quarrels, of squabbles, of grudges, of enmity, of atrocity, of depression and anxiety is none other than the tongue itself. Let me conclude on by saying that number one, before we conclude, the dua of Al-Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the dua of Al-Mustafa, Nabiyun Al-Mujtaba, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous, the most kind, the leader of the humankind, he taught us a beautiful dua, supplication. Allahumma, O Allah, inni as'aluka, I ask of you, I request from you, ilman nafi'a, knowledge which is beneficial, وَقَلْبًا شَاكِرًا وَقَلْبًا ذَاكِرًا, and a heart which is full of Allah, which is glorifying Allah, only solely for Allah, وَلِسَانًا ذَاكِرًا, and a tongue which only remembers Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, not which is provocative, but which is appreciative. Majority of the tongue nowadays, they are provocative and they're not appreciative. That's where the problem crop up in the community. That's where our relationship, they are not sustainable. So inshallah, as I say that if we want to maintain a good relationship, here is the new episode which we are starting, the manners of social etiquette. And we know that it is one of our Madani kam, or rather it is one of the Madani principle, Kufli Madina of the tongue. And also in the mahal, we are encouraged and we are taught and we are tutored to sometimes communicate with signs, so as to use minimum words. If possible, communicate with the signs. Like how the Prophet alayhi salawatullah wa ala nabiyyina salam, they use sometimes to communicate with the signs, al-ishara. These are the signs, so as to guard our tongue, because a tongue need to be safeguarded and it needs to be protected. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make it such that we will use our tongue for only that which is good in this dunya, and that which is good for us in the hereafter, and that which is good for us in the qabr. We need to know that we enter Islam with the tongue, with the recitation of the kalima, with the shahada. And also, it can be that it can take you out also. What can take you in, can take you out. Your marriage, it was built by the tongue, by you proposing and accepting, was done also with the tongue. So, it can be broken also with the tongue. It is something which we need to see in order for us to socialize, in order for us to stay together as a human kind, that we need to understand the seriousness and the dexterity of our tongue. Amin bijahi nabil amin. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatahu wa salaman alayki ya Rasulullah.
Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.